Promises without action lead to falsehoods. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. One of the things that I've been doing is I've been setting an intention to my meditation practice, right? So I don't just sit down and meditate. Instead, I might set an intention. I would like to have a realization, or I'd like to have insights on a question that I'm pondering, or I'd like to remember something even. That can be something that is an intention that you set when you're developing or deepening your meditation practice and or building your mindfulness skills. Yes, mindfulness is a skill you can build. It's not an innate talent. You can actually build it and can actually make it a big part of your life, which I am. It's not that I've done it fully, of course. It's that I'm a student of it and will be a student of it for my whole life. Regardless, in a meditation from the other day, I got these realizations, and they are this: hope without action leads to delusion. Desire without action leads to envy. Promises without action lead to falsehoods. Goals without action lead to resentment. Inspiration without action leads to stagnation. And apologies without action lead nowhere. And so in yesterday's episode, I sort of worked through those first two: hope without action leads to delusion, and desire without action leads to envy. And I'm going to do the same thing with today's, and then the rest of the week is going to be for the others. So today's is promises without action lead to falsehoods. Wow. Right. So what does that mean? Oh, so a lot of what this is for me is that you can think things and you can imagine and you can promise and you can vow and aver and all of these other things. But if you do not take action on the things that you've promised, then you're just sitting still, right? And so if you make a promise, and it's not just to yourself, right? Because promises to yourself without action, you might lie to yourself for sure. And yes, lying to yourself is not a great thing, but at least you're not hurting anybody else if you make a promise to yourself and you don't keep it. On the other hand, if you make a promise to someone else, anything from that you'll put the toilet seat down to this is when I will have this project done. If you do that, if let's say you have an artistic commission or you have a project you've taken on and you have agreed to a certain end by date, if you promise to do it and you don't take action on the promise, then eventually the deadline's going to loom, it's going to come and go, and you're going to have to make up either make a time loop, or you're going to have to make up a lie about why you didn't get it done. Or you might actually tell the truth, right? You might go, well, I totally didn't do what I said I'd do, and that will sort of get you into trouble. So if you make a promise, if you say, I can have it done by such and such time, frankly, if you're not honest with yourself about your abilities, then you're going to end up lying to yourself a little bit, right? Or you're going to have to negotiate for more time, either with your own schedule or with the schedule of the person you've promised it to. And I know I'm talking a lot about sort of business and all of that, and I can get into the personal about this. When you make a promise to yourself that I will do yoga every day, or I will start walking, or I'm going to start cutting out sugar, or I'm going to start writing that book, or I'm going to go take a night class, whatever it is. If you don't, if you make the promise and then you don't take action on it, then it just sort of sits there in the air and nothing happens, right? And then eventually you need to come to grips with the fact that you didn't do the thing that you said you were going to do, that you promised to do. And you have to sort of live with that. And a lot of us, wow, we're so good at self-denial and self-delusion, right? Nobody can lie to you like you can lie to yourself, because you want to be the person who makes a promise and then keeps it, whether it's to yourself or to someone else. You want to be that person. Everybody wants to be that person, I would imagine, unless you're a sociopath or something, in which case lying is something that you enjoy doing. But the vast majority of us, I think, want to tell the truth, want to be present, want to be honest. And so if that's the case, when you make a promise, I assume you have the intention of keeping it. When I make a promise, I have the intention of keeping it. And if for some reason I can't keep that promise, for me personally, I do as soon as I know I won't be able to keep the promise, I make the phone calls I need to make or send the emails I need to send in order to make sure that everyone who is involved knows that I won't be able to keep that promise. So that's what I do for myself. If I make the promise and I don't take action on it, for whatever reason, I want to let everyone know. It's good business, and it's the best way to sort of handle that sort of situation. But if you make a promise and you don't take action on it, eventually you're in that place of, well, what do I do now? And I've had clients sort of, how do I put this? Claim that they had an emergency that they couldn't come to their appointment, for example. And then a few minutes later, I happen to see on their Facebook page, oh, they're out partying with friends, right? So, oops. So to me, a promise is also when you make an appointment, you promise to be there. These are things that when you give your word should be your bond. And if you can't keep your word, then give as much notice as possible. Because again, no one can lie to us like we can lie to ourselves. So being honest with yourself and always telling yourself the truth, no matter what you promised, is the most important thing. But if you promised and you can't, let me step back. If you promise something and you can do it and you do it, that means you took action on it. If you promise something and you take no action, eventually it's time to pay the piper, and you're going to need to figure out how to handle the fact that you made a promise that you cannot keep. And either you will own it, or if you don't, then you're going to have to lie, right? And owning it is an action also. That's something that's really important for us to remember, that stepping up and going, I promise to do this and I cannot do it, that's taking an action. Even if the action is, well, I can't finish what I said I would finish. It's important for all of us to note that any time you make a decision and you act on it, whether it's to finish the thing that you said you were going to finish, or to do the thing that you said you were going to do it, or stop doing the thing that you said you were going to stop doing, if you take any action on it, then you're making progress. Then it's forward motion. If you make that promise and no action takes place, then eventually, again, you either pay the piper, or you're going to lie to the person, or you're going to lie to yourself. And long term, it's funny, now that I think about it, I'm going, which one is better or easier? Is it easier to lie to yourself in the long run, or is it easier to lie to the other person? And I don't mean easier for you, I mean easier on you, right? When you lie to yourself, then you're messing with your own psyche, you're messing with your own internal parts. When you lie to someone else, you're messing with their life too. So personally, I think lying to someone else is worse, but, and maybe it shouldn't be a judgment, maybe it shouldn't be a good or bad thing. Maybe it should just be what is the best path forward here? The best path forward, of course, is to make the promise and then take the action. Let's just call it what it is, right? If you make a promise, act to fulfill that promise, full stop. All right. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And tomorrow I'll be back to talk about goals without action leading to resentment. That's a big, huge one. It is a tough one, but I'm excited to talk about it, because I think it's an exploration that's worth having. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you. Actually, I'm going to stop and pull back for a minute. Something I don't talk about on the show a lot is that I'm a coach, right? If you want to be delving in, if you want to delve into some of this really deep stuff to make your life the way you want it to be, to really set those goals, make those promises, and most importantly, keep those promises, and you need a coach, you can make a discovery call with me. I'm going to put the link in the show note for it, so that if you want to do a quick discovery call to see how I might be able to help you to set your goals and to do what you said you were going to do so that you're living your life the way you want to be and you're doing the work that you want to be doing, I would love to hear from you, and I would love to figure out a way that we could work together for me to help you achieve those goals. Until next time, now for real, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. ¶¶